Is this the right channel?
I don't know.
No, it's not. Keep turning. Keep turning. Turn the dial. Turn the dial.
Damn it.
Hey, what's up? My name's Danny. I'm 24 years old. I work at Starbucks. And yes, I'm addicted to smoking. Dick for cigarettes.
Oh, went a little too far with that one.
Here's your cigarette. Thank you for your time, sir.
Oh, no. Thank you. But does anybody have a napkin or a moisty wipe?
Hi, I'm Aaron, and welcome to Tricycle Stunt Club. I am obviously one of your hosts, and
Hey, I'm Jake. I'm the other host.
I'm Grant, and also one of the other hosts.
And I'm Luke, also one of the other hosts.
We have four hosts.
And tonight with us we have Andrew.
Hey, I am Andrew.
He is the man, and tonight we are going to be talking about kind of paranormal kind of stuff.
Like ghosts, spaceships.
Boo!
It scared me.
Halloween, we peaked.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I guess I don't know where to start with this, really. I guess I'll start with my thoughts on the paranormal, and I guess we'll kind of joke around with that. I don't know, really, if I believe in ghosts or not. I do believe in alien life forms, though. Maybe not in spaceships, but obviously looking at all the planets and shit, there's got to be some sort of other extraterrestrial life out there. What about you guys?
Ghosts? Maybe there possibly is. Well, energy is never destroyed. It's just still there. It's never goes away. And yeah, that's like crap. Yeah. And aliens, there has to be aliens. You'd be dumb as shit not to believe. But you're the only thing. Like human beings is the only being in all of the universe. It's just stupid, ungodly, stupid.
And cats,
yes, and dogs.
Is it keeping Kate somewhere?
No, the cat has left the room.
I personally don't believe in ghosts. At all. I just think that, whatever. is that a good drink there?
I'm thirsty.
But I do believe in alien life. Maybe not in this galaxy, but for sure in another.
You just like Star Wars a lot.
Yes, I do.
So bigger than Womp Rat to me.
Andrew, what are your thoughts on everything?
Well, I have actually seen a couple UFOs, and I have had a couple of paranormal experiences that you could call maybe ghosts or poltergeists or, I don't know, just strange energy in the room that has actually interacted with a few objects that I've been in the room with observing.
I did this.
Was it? He made a hand gesture around his wiener.
His ghost. Ween.
Ghostbuster.
Yeah. Ghostbuster.
I'm with you on that one.
I've never personally had any paranormal experiences.
I don't know if anything is ghosts per se, but I believe that
Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
This guy's the man.
Mm.
He was a ghost.
Now he is the ghost. Well, I mean, I believe in that there is good and bad energy. Because I don't know what religious preference anyone has, but you know, I'm personally like atheist.
Yeah.
So I can't say there's a demon in the closet because there's no angel above the bed.
So you can't say that there's a gay demon in the closet.
Oh, he can be gay, but it's not a demon. It's just,
but then he won't come out.
It's just it'll
be a lot harder on him to come out.
Keep stealing my cigarettes, but I wake up feeling very satisfied.
Dude, was that Danny?
Very, very relieved and relaxed.
Maybe R. Kelly's also Danny.
Trapped in the closet.
You know, I pulled out my gun!
I'm never coming out the closet.
No, I've never had any paranormal experiences like ghosts or poltergeists or whatever you want to call it. But
if you have, if you download this and anyone listens and you want to share your experience, though, please don't be afraid to comment.
That would be fantastic!
Because I'm always up for hearing weird shit. So,
and it's always nice to hear from people.
Yeah, maybe we actually get some feedback and actually know that somebody is listening, not just the five of us in this room.
Well, there are 13 subscribers. There are 13
subscribers.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, we have 13 subscribers.
The internet is a big, scary world.
Yes, it
good
is.
Good to know we have a friend in there.
At least 13.
At least 13 friends.
That's unlucky.
We need to change this. Somebody else needs to add us quick.
Get up to 14.
Because
end
of the month.
Because at the end of the month, we've got, what, like
3 days.
3 days.
I could go subscribe.
Actually,
what the fuck? You haven't subscribed?
Actually, neither have I.
The fuck, man?
That's cool. That means it's people outside the circle.
Okay, well, at least boost it up to 15. What do you fucking do?
I forgot how much I hate wooden chairs. Because they make my ass itch.
That makes no sense.
No, it does. Oh, this wood is making my ass itch.
Dude, it does.
I'm not joking.
I can't sit in wooden.
I can't sit in wooden chairs for a long time. Maybe the wood elves.
You see,
wood elves are like, I'm just going to take this little bitty microscopic hammer and just poke in the booty. I'm like, oh, wood elf.
Would you like a towel or a pillow or something?
Or a moisty wipe.
Moisty wipe.
Well, let me guys ask you this. What are your opinions? So I'm asking the group a question. What are your opinions on human paranormal abilities like telekinesis or extra strength or, you know, just things that people can do that are out of the ordinary?
I believe that it's very possible, because I've seen people with it that can do shit like that, regardless if it's like a thing you're born with or something you train your brain to do, like being like, you know, ESP sort of stuff. But I don't really believe that you could read my mind or anything like that. I mean, like, I mean, we did it using body energy that one day.
Yeah, moving
like
paper.
Cheat. I can't do it anymore. I haven't
tried it in a long time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's cool.
It's okay. You're not putting
like,
a cool loser
triangle.
Because we got... I don't know if you tried it, Andrew, but
I didn't try it.
And we're part of
the triangle.
Cool.
It was pretty interesting.
And everyone's like, it's static electricity. It wasn't fucking static electricity.
And it wasn't wind from where we moved our hand. But what we did was...
Because we blew it. We even used a lighter. And you know how much wind you have to blow to light it? Just a lighter if you move your hand in front of it.
Yeah, we blew out a lighter.
It's going to just flicker. But we just direct on, and the flame would go out.
And so what we did was, is we tried accessing our chi, is what I guess it's called, and Grant's taking a sip right now.
Hitting
two pressure points on our chest, and then what we would do is that we had a paper set up folded kind of halfway in the middle, standing up. It's kind of weird to describe. And then we would kind of tap in, if you will, our chi, and then we would kind of knock down the paper with the energy that was coming from our fingertips.
And what I've heard that is actually the pressure points on the human body in many Eastern philosophies is called chakra points.
Yeah,
where you actually manifest your spiritual living energy, and you can use it with some sort of mental intent to perform some sort of certain task. A lot of Eastern philosophy is based around the intent of things.
And this is very true, because I think I showed you the video of the guy who balled up a newspaper and set it on the ground on the sidewalk and lit it on fire with his hands.
Yeah, he's a Qigong master.
Yeah, he was just like...
The same guy, I've also seen him stretch out a piece of paper over two boards and just stand on paper. And it didn't break.
What?
You didn't see that part?
No,
that's
ridiculous.
No, obviously, my
metal
stand...
paper.
He had lead lined in it. No, I guess my stance on human paranormal activities, I guess, you know, I guess I do believe it to a certain extent.
Not like Spider-Man.
No, God, no. Not like Spider-Man.
You would just die if you were bitten by a radioactive spider.
Your hair would fall out. You would be stuck in a bed for years, and then the cancer would just overwhelm your body, and you would slowly die. And that's just it.
I wonder how many people actually attempt to get bit by a radioactive spider.
Where would you get a radioactive spider?
We'll throw it in this radioactive waste.
All right, spider's dead.
You can't put it in the microwave either. It kind of explodes.
Oh, man, that's my only one.
You know, I think a lot of people forget that microwaves are just blasting radiation into your food. I hate using a microwave because I always like to put my stuff in the stove because I'm like, I don't want to get cancer one day, even though it's inevitable.
You know, most microwave food tastes like shit anyways.
Yes, it does.
Let me microwave this pizza. It tastes really shitty. Yeah.
Popcorn and shitty.
Yeah, the microwavable popcorn sucks balls. I don't like popcorn in general.
I like food, so whatever. You guys are fucking... fucking crazy.
I don't care how you cook it, as long as it's hot. I'm gonna eat it.
I don't know. Microwave pizza rolls, man. Those taste like shit compared to their oven baked.
They're not as crispy.
They're not as crispy. They taste like shit.
Grant, what is your opinion on it?
Never finished. No, Grant.
No, but it's my opinion.
Of pizza rolls. I'm sorry.
My opinion is probably human beings are most complexly structured genetically, and there could be a possibility that, you know, through genetics and mutations and
radiation,
whatever, what have you.
Not joking. There's so much radiation in the air anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, somebody could have a genetic defect, but it could be.
Let me stop right there. There's a magazine at work called Psychology Today that I read every now and then when it's late, because I work, you know, till midnight and nobody comes in. And I was reading about this lady who has aberrant human DNA. Like, she's literally like a mutant, like almost X-Men.
Yeah.
But she has really fast metabolism, extremely accurate reflexes, and only sleeps 2 hours a day.
Wow.
And her DNA is like something like along the ballpark of 15% to 20% different from everyone else's.
It's possible because genetics is it's a mystery. Like they have mapped out the human genome, but
the poster of that.
But what's saying that if personalities differ from person to person, there's
genetic structure.
Yeah, extreme.
Well, I mean,
probability
genetic structure will always be different from.
Well, but I mean, extreme. There could be like what Andrew said, that it could be there could be one person out there that their genetic structures.
I was born with the penis that came down to my knees.
We were talking in my psychology class the other day about they have now been able to manipulate a lab rat's DNA to I guess using stem cells to produce human body parts, and our teacher showed us a picture of this rat that had a human ear growing on its back that you could actually, you know, cut off and put on a human being with that DNA.
Thanks, Mickey Mouse.
And I know, right?
Splinter.
I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting. It kind of ties in with the whole genetic tampering and stuff like that.
But you all also with genetics. Saw a thing on Discovery Channel where these scientists took embryos of chickens and found isolated specific cells in the chicken for them to grow like longer fingernails, or their wings would become reptilish, or they would grow scales and stuff like that, longer beaks.
That'd be scary.
Individual,
shit.
Like they, it was something about dragons, but they're
I'm chicken
or,
dragon.
Or it was dinosaurs or dragons, but it had to
God,
do with
they're
how,
gonna make a fucking dragon.
But how genetically similar dinosaur chickens are to dinosaurs, and they would manipulate certain strains and
on this
breed. And they would make the egg. The egg would be born, and they'd break it open in the embryonic state where it'd start to show signs of it actually.
You know, that's kind of an interesting idea, because you always think of dragons as being medieval, never futuristic. That's kind of an interesting take on, like, you know, in the science fiction kind of thing.
Anyways. When you genetically alter something, it's very, very rare for it to live past, I don't know, say 5 human years of its life. So if you, like, they had a monkey that had the DNA in it from a jellyfish that would make the monkey bioluminescent, which basically means this monkey glowed in the dark. But it only lived to about 8 months of its life.
I'm a glowing dark monkey.
It was just so unstable.
Right, Luke, what's your opinion?
I don't know. I mean, anything's possible. So, like, if they can make a glow-in-the-dark monkey, they can, you know, you're, I don't know, nothing's really set in stone either, in my opinion. Like, so, I don't know, I don't really buy into a whole lot of, like, the ESP shit, I don't buy into that. Like, and the superhuman strength or whatever, like, I can see that, but, like, this conversation over here with Aaron and Grant, it's distracting.
His calendar is really off, and it bothers me.
It's on the 7th of today. It's 21
days.
I'm just kind of lazy. I'm too lazy to pull off by the sheets on my pull-off
I
couch.
Was expecting some sort of paranormal entity to just rip it off. I don't like that.
So regardless of whatever belief in the future, like
we will all be flying.
We will all have
not
wings.
In cars.
Dude, I would love
just doctors at birth will inject us with one of their vaccines or whatever, but just give us wings.
Oh,
it's just
like
it's just Red Bull and a serum, just like.
Yeah, it's like you ever seen the commercials where it's like that the really angry black dude? He's like, "Where's my jetpacks? Where's my flying cars? I forget what it was advertising. I just thought it was hilarious.
Star Wars, was it? Maybe.
No.
Was it James Earl Jones?
I think it was like car insurance or something.
Something that big black guy from Allstate.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It's like, this is an Allstate commercial.
You're in good hands.
Okay.
Good robotic future jetpack.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
What was that?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Danny, get the fuck out.
Sorry.
It's
just humans are in the search of God, but they also want to search in becoming God.
Cubans are in search of God.
No, humans.
Humans. Well, Cubans too.
Yeah, Cubans. Well, the human race.
Cubans don't want to fuck with God because they're Catholic.
This is true.
What? Yes. That was Cuban.
What?
I haven't gotten ties!
Alright, so have you guys heard of the massive animal die-offs? Like,
yeah.
the bird species, the red-winged sparrows that have died off in thousands. And there's about three or four different kinds of fish that have also died off in the thousands. And even in Kentucky, in Bowling Green, there was some red-winged sparrows that just right out of the sky.
You were telling me about it, and I never actually truly looked into it. I forgot what it was called.
Well, there's not really a name for it.
Wait,
no one really knows.
You called it something, and I don't know what it was. I still don't. I forgot.
Freaky? That's what
they
call it.
No, it's something called... It's something about selective species genocide or something like that. This would be technically, that's what it would be.
That would, yeah.
But no. But I heard about it, and probably four months, I was listening to the radio show. It comes on about 10:30. It's about paranormal weird shit that's happening. And it's
coast
about
to coast.
Yeah, it's
coast
to coast.
Oh yeah.
But they were talking.
Listen to it if you ever on AM. Radio.
But take it with a grain of salt. You can't always trust everything you hear.
Yeah, but, well, I heard something about how there's this guy, or these groups of scientists, were trying to figure out how to selectively, they're working in something to put in water or the air to selectively kill off certain people. Like, not just individual people, but groups, like, with genes, genetics, something.
Afghan?
Yeah, maybe. Possibly. But that's what it has to do, like, maybe it's an experiment or a test trial.
The
like,
Jews,
they,
it's always
they
the
maybe
Jews.
They developed a
well,
gas or something that isolates a specific
well,
strain in the species DNA that makes them die.
Well, here's a question. I mean, like, how is that any different than, say, tuberculosis or the bubonic plague, except in animals? It's not... I mean, yeah, animals can have massive diseases like that, too. I don't see why it's limited to only the human race.
But
you know, like,
but
if an animal ate that animal that targeted, you know,
it, they
gene
wouldn't be affected.
Termination. Yep. How do you know?
But they wouldn't be.
Well,
because they would be. Because
well,
you think with science,
you eat that, it goes in your body. It's part of
sick.
Your body. Why won't you get sick?
It's like people get mad cow disease.
That's exactly what I was saying.
But it's coded
and how
to select
it,
a certain strain of DNA.
How can
but you
but
still get sick?
You would eat it. But your body, it would not target your body because you wouldn't have
that
strain of DNA.
Have one certain little piece of DNA that this same little bird has.
There is a possibility.
And
but
if that's the one gene they isolated, it killed everybody on the fucking planet.
But
the question is, how is that, the massive animal die-offs, how is that any different than the bubonic plague? And it's just, you know, you can look at it as the plague for.
Or it could be just nature controlling
yeah, well,
a species, because nature
is,
has a way of.
No one's found any viruses or bacteria or disease in these animals. They don't know why or how they died. They just know that they did
well,
die.
What made the bubonic plague stop?
Immunity over time.
Yeah, just kind
of. Yeah, and better bathing and better ways of burial and just hygiene. Increase
because it was spread.
Wash ass.
No, get the fucking rats out of the city.
Yeah, because it was spread by the fleas that were on the. I think it was a black rat.
It was also spread by people. If
two
countries
on.
Were at war,
they would yeah,
they would put the infected bodies on a catapult and fling them into a city.
It's because it had the fleas on them.
Well, yeah,
that's spread through the fleas.
Back then.
Yeah, but it spread.
There's like
fleas.
Throw
like
this
that,
dead body on them.
What is it? The general who gave the Native American chief. The
smallpox?
Yeah, the blankets full of smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are fed.
But, I don't know, humans are coming.
I would love to see a medieval or, like, ancient hazmat suit.
Dude, I don't know. It does not work.
The Italian,
Oh, the Dr. Mask?
Yeah,
the Italian
Dr.
Mask?
That was
cool.
Freaky.
That was cool.
They
were
awesome. I want one.
I do too.
Del Toro.
You can get an avatar. Now they have the avatars, the Brotherhood avatars.
Well, if anyone...
PSN, and you can buy. I have one of Etsy.
If anyone listens and doesn't know what they are, it is pretty much just a mask that covers from your like forehead down to about where
top
of your lip. And it has a big bird beak looking thing. And the inside of it was the nose was hollowed out. And what they would do is stuff that with herb and other things, thinking that that would cleanse the air that they were breathing.
And
hence the doctor mask.
You could probably just Google Italian doctor mask.
I'm doing that
right
now.
Pretty awesome. Is that exactly what you Googled?
Yeah, and that was like the first thing that popped up.
Awesome. So, yes, Googling Italian doctor mask does work.
So, what do you believe?
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Also, never ever Google the words blue waffle. Fair warning.
You know people are going
to
do that now.
Dude,
I kind of want
to do that
now.
Dude, I want to now.
Don't do it.
Well, I'm going to.
Just trust me. Do not do it.
Is it a picture of a dick?
No.
Where's Danny?
For those who do know.
Right here.
You've probably seen it.
Yeah.
It's not
blue
good.
Blue waffle.
No, God.
Don't.
Please don't do it.
I just did. It's so gross, it's paranormal.
I think...
Which one is it?
Was that like
one?
An asshole?
That is not an asshole.
The first picture?
Was...
I just see a...
What?
What have I done?
What are you looking at? Because I don't know what I'm looking at.
I'm looking at the right thing.
It's a Pokemon card.
That's totally not a Pokemon. Look at the picture.
That is insane.
It's a Pokemon card.
It's Belize.
Oh.
It's a vaginal tract infection.
Well, I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
It's a blue waffle.
Told you.
Anyway. I saw a blue waffle.
Anyway, let's switch gears a bit. I would like to talk about UFOs and aliens.
I gotta delete my history now.
Disturbing.
UFOs and aliens. And I know Jake and Grant have both seen a few. So why don't you guys tell the world?
I really think that it's not like big fucking spaceship in the sky, but it is. It's not the same thing we see.
Question.
What?
What about Flight of the Navigator?
Yes.
The fucking awesome movie?
That was a great movie.
That was a damn good movie.
Anyways, continue.
Yeah,
never saw it.
What?
Whoa, where was your childhood?
I probably have and just don't remember.
It looked like a giant Nerf ball. That's
the
only thing I thought. I was like, this is cool. It looks foamy.
I believe.
So, isn't it on streaming?
I have no idea.
I think so.
We'll check out later.
Tantrum.
But I believe that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they live in a different dimension than we do.
Yeah, maybe.
If all we can see is in the third dimension, what's to say there's not a fourth dimension?
There's, what, how many? 13?
Well,
12.
Supposed.
Well, yeah, 13,
ever been
but it always breaks down to 12 mathematically.
Seen another dimension?
No,
it's not
physically impossible.
But you guys,
but if
you called me one day and you said, oh, Jesus Christ, Lord Mary, pooping on yourself. And you saw something going on in the sky.
Oh, that was Corey and
me,
Jake.
I saw this thing over my house, and we saw like all these crazy lights going on. Things were moving too quick to be a jet. The patterns were too sporadic to be any sort of airplane that we have. It was not a helicopter because of the pattern. You would have heard if it was
either a jet or
a fucking helicopter. And then they just kind of disappeared. And then I saw this giant fucking thing in the sky, and it was yellow, and it was going really slow, and then just gone. And I wouldn't fucking bullshit about that. I'm not that guy who's like, I was on Richmond Road and I fucking saw this thing shine. It looked like an egg.
I seen it.
What about you, Grant? Have you seen anything?
It looked like a Nerf ball.
It looked like a fucking Nerf ball. I swear to God, Flight of the Navigator is awesome.
I don't know. I don't know if I've actually seen anything, but I kind of agree with Jake and the whole, they work on a... On another dimension, their wavelength is at a different frequency than what we perceive. And maybe their equipment slips, or maybe they just want to peek in or check on or maybe show that they're there, and that's why you see them. You see dots, or you may see a being, or
I think they're just, you know, redneck aliens.
Hey, Larry, see those people down there? Let's get them.
All right. No, I don't believe they live in a different dimension. I mean, yeah, they live light years away, but I don't believe.
Well, maybe they move in another dimension.
Well, I mean, what I'm really,
like through. Sorry.
What I'm gonna
interdimensional
say is that,
beings. What I mean.
What if the light that you're seeing from the spaceship, quote unquote, we're gonna call it that from at this point in time. What if the light that you're actually seeing is just like a star? It's taken several years for that light to hit Earth, and they weren't even looking at it at that point in time. Maybe they were several light years away, and that light just happened to cross paths with Earth, and then they just took off. What makes that any different? How is that? I mean,
I don't think it's a star.
No, I'm not saying that it's a star, but the way that the light reacts like a star.
But, well, what about those
you
people?
Think it would shine that bright? Something would shine that bright.
You never know if it's traveling at the speed of light.
I could fucking shine a flashlight into the air and no one's going to see it on Jupiter.
If it's going at the speed of light and it finally takes that long to get to Earth.
But there's a radiance of how much it will actually show. I mean, you will not. I can't SOS someone on a different planet.
Well, no.
With anything on Earth. Maybe.
But what if they're, say, like, say, what if they're in range of Jupiter, and then just kind of,
they went into
hyperspeed.
So if, like, a spaceship,
stars started zooming.
If a spaceship is in range of
Jupiter.
So you're saying it's, like, floating outside of Jupiter, and then it, like, kicks it into light speed. And decides to flash its brights at us, then that's
years
what we're
ago.
Seeing.
What I'm saying
like
is that
ago.
It's not necessarily...
Doesn't mean they're right above you.
Right.
But you'll get...
Which it
does. Or we go towards actual beings that have possibly touched that. Like
I,
physical
I'm,
walking,
oh,
not
no,
flashes of light.
No, personally,
I've never seen anything
neither.
Like that. If I ever did see a real alien, I wouldn't know. I would just assume it's some fucking weird animal that we've never discovered.
I mean, if you have the technology to travel to other planets, I'm sure you have the technology to.
Dude,
like,
dude,
make,
come outside!
Make yourself
it's
look like
fucking
a human.
Hulk!
You could have the technology to, like, make an AI robot human to go do reconnaissance missions or, you know, stuff like that.
The Mars rovers, I guess, are technically considered.
You heard about, like, the crazy, like, almost Gundam suits that we've made.
Yeah, the strong suits is what I'm going to call them.
Like, oh, yeah,
power
the ones
suits.
That are, like,
these
yeah.
people will get into these suits, and right now they're just like an exoskeleton, a big metal exoskeleton, which they're going to armor. And it showed this guy, and he picked up like 50-pound, 75-pound thing, just like one hand with ease, like, held it over his head.
And he was a pretty strong guy.
Is that the white suit with blue lights, and it picks up the rice bags?
I've just seen him, like, the
no,
dude walking, and he has, like,
that's
a gigantic,
like that.
No, this is
gigantic pack that
it's like all
weighs,
these,
like, 200 pounds. You just
there's these three or four certain things that have been developed recently that if they, like, just collaborate all into one thing, it would be fucking terrifying.
Well, you know what? Don't mention it, because they're going to do it.
Because I want one. The suit. And
join the army, and you get one of these things. Hell yeah!
Oh, fuck yeah, I'll join the army. There's the suit, and then there are these, like, leg extension things that these people had made that if you, when you jump, it pretty much quadruple to 10 times your jump.
How do you land?
You land with it, too. It's like, they work
breaks
with...
breaks your fall?
Yeah, they work with, it's like, suspension and tension and everything. When you jump, you're like...
It's like military version of moon boots.
I'm Mario point.
So you have this jump, and then when you up in the air, and you're like, all right, and you're going back down, and you're like, fuck.
And yeah, jumping on someone's head in real life probably will kill them.
Yeah,
so,
especially if you're wearing
Mario
Voltron
does work.
Right.
It won't give you a coin.
Then the next thing they made
take
was,
their money.
Sweet change.
Someone had made this flipper. Someone had made this flipper that is, instead of, you know, one on each foot is, like, your both feet goes into this one solid piece that runs on a pivot. is increase the swim speed, like, times three.
Huh.
So you can swim almost as fast as a shark with it.
Whoa.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
And then... and then
sweet,
they have,
sweet guys, I'm gone. I'm going to put this giant mermaid fin.
I just see Grant swimming up to a shark. He's like,
hey, shark, I'm going to race you. Just punch in the face.
You can't talk underwater.
And then they made this one skydiving suit. They made three versions of it. And what they've done is put vents in the suit, which if you jump out of a plane and parachute down, you're in the air for maybe about a minute and a half.
With these, that fast.
With these...
Terminal velocity is 256 miles.
With these suits, when you jump...
No matter what you weigh.
You get about 5 to 6 minutes of air time.
So it kind of pushes you back up.
They're like the
squirrel
thing. The flying squirrel suit almost. What they've done is like modify that. And there's three different versions. There's one where you can do tricks like an acrobatic suit. Like you can like throw your arms down and like the wings are cut real different. So you can do flips and stuff and throw your arms open. The vents catch you.
Hmm.
And
weird.
And then the scariest thing was the guy with the nanotechnology.
Oh, I like this.
He put like
makes me think of Metal Gear.
He puts
it's
like
the
these
thing I think of.
Like these nanos in his arm, and he wears this bracelet on his arm, and then he has a robotic arm on his desk. He turns on the bracelet; it activates the machines in his arm, and there's a sensor in the arm that relays it to the one on the desk. So when he moves his arm,
it actually moves the machine.
Shit.
Oh,
and it's
that's
like
pretty fucking nuts.
And
Dr. Giroux.
T-100. He's talking about putting nanos in his brain. He's talking about putting the shit in his brain.
So it can just think it and it does it as a thought.
Yeah. So imagine all those components combined into one thing.
You could pretty much make God Junior.
You can make a super soldier.
Exactly.
But then my body may die, but
pretty
I
shitty
would
movies
home.
About. But
so think of your whole gene splicing and. Think of gene splicing.
Universal Soldier!
Think of gene splicing and everything that you're talking about mixed with that. That'd be scary as shit.
Humans playing God, man.
Deus Ex.
Dude, that game's gonna be fucking awesome.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
It's gonna be good.
Andrew showed me the trailer for that game, and I was like,
it looks like probably it's going to be amazing first person shooter, but it switches from third and first.
I was wondering how it played, because I like how we went from nanotechnology to Deus Ex.
It kind of works.
It's
all good.
And I'm wondering how, like, can you switch between first and third automatically, or like Fallout, or?
I don't know. Maybe depends on.
I've never played the first two. I don't know if you're going to need to play the first two for this one, but.
I think
first
this was a pretty
awesome.
I mean, the graphics are obviously dated,
well,
but they're really
PS2
cool games. Yeah.
Dude, I thought the first one was PC.
First one's
I
PS2, second one's Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
So how do we feel about people claiming that they've been abducted and shit like that? Like, you think it's just like a publicity stunt?
Shrooms.
Shrooms.
Just took a big old hit of this sunshine acid.
I think... I mean, it's pop sunshine acid.
It's real acid.
Yeah.
Don't
explain where it comes from. Just come on.
yeah, please. I believe that. I don't know. It's hard to not believe something just because you haven't experienced it. Like just because I've never been on the moon doesn't mean that people haven't been on the moon. But at the same time. People
like if never
moon,
we've never been on the moon, that'd be some shit.
Well, some people think so.
But with the technology we have,
well,
we
today,
able,
yeah,
but
back in 69,
but being
that's
you know
sad.
Picked
sad.
Up by your butthole by an alien from another planet is a little more outlandish than landing on the moon.
I just don't understand why being probed in the ass would prove anything. What
I got
would that
banged
do?
Banged bang by these six really tall dark. People, I'm like, you sure you want gang bang by a bunch of black guys?
in an arcade
so, okay,
somewhere.
Well, you broke that barrier.
You broke that barrier because I wanted to say something about the glow-in-the-dark monkey.
Well, they were...
I'm not... Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Glow-in-the-dark monkey and what Jake just previously said.
No,
just put those pieces together.
I believe
and...
that we will not go into that. I think we just want to stop.
I hope none of our 13 people are
Yeah, no,
maybe. Ghosts.
Of course they are not.
Talk about
ghosts.
Ghosts.
Spooks.
Look at that baby gorilla. Stop! Stop it! Ghosts.
Ghosts.
That's all. Well, I don't know. Why don't we go towards the whole Hollywood aspect?
Well, man,
of
I don't. First off, personal opinion. I don't really believe in ghosts. Like I said, I believe in good and bad energy.
Yeah, understand.
I can do that. Like,
because people are like, "There's a demon in my house." It's like maybe it's just something that's really angry.
It also could just be a psychological thing. It could just be in your head. Like,
a manifestation.
Some shit.
Yeah, like
of your emotions. Like, just
all right. Explain like the kind of fucking feeling you get when we went into that grandma's house.
Okay. Well,
on the bright ass light.
What?
Oh, Jake never told me when you were passing out.
Oh yeah.
Couch.
You were asleep, and there was so much creepy shit.
Okay.
It's more of a feeling that comes over me.
Exactly. It could just be in your head.
Don't say you wouldn't have freaked out.
No. I'm not going to lie. I probably would have freaked the hell out.
Well, there is a weird thing when, a family member is dead, and then that family member's in a house, what they died in, and you're staying there, and then that person leaves, and the whole scenery, the whole vibe, just the feeling of the place completely changes.
I mean, it's odd. Is it possible that it's in your head and you feel awkward that the person that belongs to that family is now gone because...
Well, could a belief that strong lead to audio and visual hallucination?
Body does weird things under stress.
It's very true.
And depression.
I didn't even say it right.
under stress and depression, your body can do weird things. Auditory or visual hallucinations, sure.
Don't forget that the pineal gland of the brain produces DMT, which...
Right.
It's very highly hallucinogenic.
So, yes, it is possible to hallucinate about it, yeah.
But then I'll say if it's not possible. You can't really say it's not either, that something else besides your own brain is making this happen.
Well, no, that's very true. You can't...
That's the whole tricky thing with all this. And it's so uncertain. You can't rely on one solid fact because there is none.
I mean, personally, I do get freaked out when I work in projection, but I'm wondering if it's all in my head, because there are some days when I don't even think about it and everything's fine. But
well, that shit that popped up on that thing that you had when you're
blue office.
No. When Jake
no,
had
we
the,
did an EVP.
No,
obelisk.
Yeah, we did the EVP and we did the obelisk, and the words that popped up were just odd.
Which where did you do this at?
Theater 6. Because randomly one day Theater 6 just stopped working everything in it.
Well, I'm going to stop right there. Theater 6 is a piece of crap. That projector needs to be thrown away. That is the newest projector we have, and that's the worst projector we have. It's possible that, I'm not denying that it might be some sort of paranormal entity fucking with the machine.
I just thought,
it's possible.
Hey, it's funny because it's Theater 6. Let's goof off and go in there and record some shit. And we got some really creepy shit.
Even when I worked, Theater 6 had a weird vibe.
They all do.
I know the obelisk was, it's a random jargon of words, but sometimes it'll be, but sometimes it gives you.
It was just weird, it was die. But it would say random shit, and then it would just start going a string.
But then we started talking about Indian shit.
Which is the only thing that, in my opinion, which would be the only thing that would actually haunt a place is Native American spirits, because it was built on a Native American.
We were talking about something like that, and it said
something about die, and then it was just
and then it said kill, and then it said demon,
and that's when we,
and then it said ceiling, and right when it said that, I fucking heard this weird sound like scratching noise go up the whole side of the wall up to the ceiling, and I was like, we gotta go. I dragged him and.
No, with the lights off and stuff, it wasn't just the dark that gave it a weird feeling. Just sitting in there.
No, I'm afraid of the dark.
I'm going to say, though, the dark in the theaters is extremely dark. It's a little overpowering,
It didn't bother me.
It's
wasn't
cave dark.
It's about, honestly.
Cave dark.
It's the kind
that
of
shit's
dark
as fuck.
It's the kind of dark where no light from anywhere can really get in.
Right, and it's just ominous. It's really... Really, really.
Oh, it's overpowering and really thick. It's just kind of
it's heavy. There you go.
I would like to bring up, again, the projection. The motion detector's going off at the other end of the hallway. Nobody's there.
I think the motion detector's going off. I'm not trying to disprove it because I really enjoy this conversation. This talk. But at the same time, it could be the platters that the film spins on.
Or rats.
Or rats.
Or
it's very possible.
It depends on how sensitive it could pick up anything.
They're not very sensitive, I would imagine.
If it were the platters, they would be on all the time.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they just stay lit.
Or it could just be.
And then your brain takes over and you just imagine some like dead Indian dude just standing there just staring at you like.
Okay, sometimes I do get the feeling that I am being watched at the other end of the hall.
And that's the worst.
I look down there and like it seems overbearing dark.
Whenever I work there, I always have this freaky mental image of like something like The Grudge, but you know, scary. Coming out of the dark. Like crawling
all
stop motion and everything. Yeah, like that, just like that effect.
Yeah.
Oh no, Tim Burton in real life! Run away!
Well, you know, if you saw that in real life, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah,
I shit myself.
It would be like, I just shit myself.
Just shit my pants. Just shit my pants.
Oh my God, demon, take this.
Take these britches.
Just turn into a
run around naked for the rest of the time.
Dude, that happened like 6 hours ago.
I gotta start
ago.
This
Put pants on.
No. I don't want to.
It's just going to fill up with shit again.
I don't want to poop in my pants again.
But,
just laundry.
Do we want to hit on the... Hollywood's
take on
aliens and just
on everything
ghosts.
Paranormal has gotten so fucking stupid and ridiculous.
Now, I like the movie Paranormal Activity.
The first one and the second, well, if anything, it was probably the most realistic Paranormal.
Paranormal Activity would have been more believable if you didn't make 3 goddamn endings.
Yeah.
You
That's
can't
true.
Make a multiple ending
but what about,
true
what,
story movie.
What about the fourth kind?
Fourth kind is all fake. They even told us that it was all fake, but it was creepy.
It was creepy.
They
shit.
Actually did not say it was
no.
all fake. You can look it up on the website. They said it's all real.
Yeah, they had never stated that.
They say that the acting was.
It's a dramatization.
Yeah.
So the acting
is
every,
but,
with
yeah,
the real.
Yeah,
the
every
real
scene
footage.
They said
the
that
real
every
footage
scene
is not real.
Quote unquote.
It doesn't
real.
Look
when
real.
That movie was coming out, I did some research because I'm the UFO guy. And I looked up.
You are
I looked
the
up,
guy.
I looked up the sources. I mean, not just Wikipedia. I went to the sources of the psychiatrist, you know, the shrink she went to. I tried to find, you know, documents from the town. And interestingly enough, I had read a lot of places people were talking about it on forums and stuff that they said once the movie came out, all those sites were shut down. The sites that had, you know, supporting evidence. And I'm doing my fingers in the quote thing for those of you who can't see. You know, sound waves.
Which would be everybody.
Which would be
us.
Everybody, yeah.
But they, like, did they shut the house down and all that stuff?
But
they just closed them off and public can't go here?
It's nothing physical. It's all documents. Like, you'd look up reports, and if you went to the Facebook, because back then I had a Facebook, and I clicked on, you know, the Facebook for Fourth Kind, I was like, oh, sweet. And, you know, people sharing their own UFO stories, and it was like, click here to read the documented evidence, blah, blah, blah. And I clicked there, and it was like, web, you know, domain not available. 404
error, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
And I found out that the domain was only paid for up to the date of when the movie came out. So I think all of that was viral. So I think all of that was fake. Yeah.
It was still freaky as shit.
Was it a good movie?
Yes, I liked it.
I actually did not care for it that much.
I actually did not see it.
That's creepy.
Well,
it's fucking creepy.
Well, now there's a difference in like some paranormal stuff, like
oh yeah, there's
demons.
Categories.
Yeah,
demons. That's a whole different
which,
type of movie.
I mean, Luke over here being the atheist with J2 and J2.
I'm an agnostic.
I don't know what the fuck I am. So
agnostic.
I'm a dude.
An agnostic means dude. You believe that there is
yeah,
something.
You're
but,
on the fence, better.
Well, you believe. I believe that there is something, but I try to find reason and search for it.
Well,
it's
kind of like why I'm playing devil's advocate, asking questions about like, oh, the alien being light years away, blah blah blah. Not that I don't believe it, but I'm just trying to make sense of it.
That was a good movie too, Devil's Advocate.
Never seen it. Was that
really?
Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves'
yeah.
shining moment.
His one shining moment.
And
well, what about
Bill
and Ted?
Bill and Ted ruined his career.
Bill and Ted is the start of his
career.
Yeah, and it's
Listen,
fucking awesome.
Listen, did I say Bill and Ted was bad? No. But what did that movie do?
It
fucked his role in people's head forever.
He's extremely...
Anytime he tried to do something, everyone's like,
we're getting on a tangent. Let me just say, two more Matrix movies confirmed. Anyway.
Oh, what? No, I don't know, maybe.
If you could see the look of disappointment on my face, you would laugh.
It's pretty funny.
But, I don't know. Well, he...
It's pretty funny, yeah.
He's extremely hit and miss. Extremely.
Constantine. I don't know. I look at Bill and Ted. Before we go back to their thing, I gotta put in my 2 cents. I look at Bill and Ted, and then I look at, say, something like The Matrix. He is totally different in those movies. And that's probably just the way he talks.
Have you ever seen Thumbsuckers?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He kind of plays the same character.
But what I'm saying is that he's not really typecast.
Have you seen The Lake House?
No.
Nobody did.
I saw Hardball, though, where he was, like, teaching black kids to play baseball.
That was actually pretty good.
Like that movie, actually.
All right, just stand at the plate and swing. That's perfect.
Don't play, swing.
Do that again. Whoa, there is no ball.
I love that reminds me of my joke. It reminds me of my Keanu Reeves joke. Why can't he eat soup? Because there is no spoon.
Oh man. Anyways,
Bailey movies, they've been killed to death.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you, if aliens, like, you know, 50, it's probably divided. Would they be peaceful or harmful? Aliens.
District 9. Great, great, realistic take on what would happen.
What would the human race do? Yeah, they would fucking quarantine.
We would persecute them. We would persecute them.
Because they're not us, and we don't like what's not us.
Exactly.
And then assimilate them into our culture somehow.
Yeah, no.
Like
putting them in ghettos.
Sign this fucking thing saying you're being moved, your whole housing is being moved.
Like trying to... do it in a humane way, but still knowingly that it's treated like crap.
Right.
Like the Native Americans on their Indian reserve. They don't want to be there.
And that's why I'm interested to see because there is a sequel, District 10 is what it's going to be
called. Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what they're going to do with that, because District 9 was based off of the apartheid that's been in South Africa for 60, 70 years. Because down there, it's really, really, really segregated. And, you know, the people that are rich are treated like gods, the people that are poor are just shoved to the side, like the aliens were in that film, because they had nothing, you know, they had to scrounge for everything, and that's the way a lot of people live down there. But if there were really an alien race that came to the planet, I think they would probably be a little more together than that group of aliens.
If the alien race came to the planet,
well, America would
I would
try and do something about it.
Yeah, we think like we're the fucking world police, apparently. So
let's
stick our dick in this.
No, we didn't.
Let's stick our dick in this thing.
Oh,
stick
my dick in a big bowl of wood.
They're going to have a fucking board in the military conference room, and it's going to just have like a bunch of penises in the sky. Bowl of pudding. Like, we need to fuck that. We need to put our dicks in this thing. And
how do we do that?
Bowl of pudding. We are America. God bless us. Let's fuck that bowl.
And those penises actually turn into nuclear weapons, and they shoot it at not a big bowl of pudding, but...
Spaceship.
And they're like, yeah! And that's
we fucked that! Because all of America... Because America,
I think,
as a whole, is a big-ass redneck.
If
for the most part.
If
yeah.
an alien of, like, you know, hey, and public appearance, depending on the public's reaction, will determine the action that America takes.
I disagree.
I don't know. I think if people are like, yeah, cool.
Well, if they,
America's still going to have their 2 cents.
America is still very gung-ho. They're
no,
still a very
no.
young country. So they're very gung-ho. They're very quick to
draw the pistol, I guess, if you will. Well, I think
so. No matter
they'll
what
try to do, they'll say they'll try to meet it with diplomacy.
Yes.
But, oh, yeah, because everything in this country...
All diplomacy failed. It's like, or did you just shoot them because you didn't know what they said?
Well, yeah. If they were...
Or it could be like Mars Attacks. I don't know.
But... No... But you think, I don't know, I believe if an alien being or race did come down, they would probably be peaceful, because they would be, because probably they would see and look at us and visit us probably hundreds of years they've came. And,
why don't they, why
and visited
would they be
us.
Like the day the Earth stood still? And they're just like, we're here to fucking kill everything.
But we're here to
but I think it would be peaceful, because it'd be welcoming a new child into the universe. Because they would be in a superior being, and they would be helping us to become a superior being.
I'm going to agree with Stephen Hawking on this.
Yes.
The Stephen Hawking theory that if an alien race did come, that it would basically be like the Europeans colonizing America. They'd be like, all right, well, we're not going to fuck you up. We're just going to make it so that your life is very, very hard. We're going to take all your resources and kind of just rape you and leave you. And you're not going to like it, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Land by force.
Yeah,
but
basically.
Stephen Hawking's in a wheelchair and speaks with them.
Most alien races would not want anything to do with us because
we're selfish.
Because we're so primitive. Not anything moral at all. Who says aliens have the capacity to have a moral sense? Maybe they're just very logical, like a reptilian brain.
Like the Vulcans from Star Trek.
Sure, yeah. Vulcans.
Probably that's the best comparison.
Live long and fuck pudding bowls. but say, okay, like when you go outside and you see like a little line of ants, what do?
Step on them.
Okay, that's the Stephen Hawking theory. You ignore it and go on with it because it's fucking ants and, you know, whatever.
We're
ants to them. They're so advanced that they just don't even really notice.
We as a society, the human race, would probably have to technologically hit that same level or near.
Right, and there's...
Or spiritually hit it for them to actually become interested.
We're type zero civilization.
Yeah.
And there's type 0, 1, 2, and 3. Type 0 is what we're at. Type 1 is when you've completely mastered all the energy resources of your planet. Type 2, you've mastered the solar system. Type 3, you've mastered your galaxy. And we're 0.
We will never see that. In our lifetime,
we can't even balance the deficit.
That's actually a really great point.
My point was the aliens, they would visit us hundreds of years over time, and the only way they would actually truly show themselves is they would feel like we are close to them. Technologically, or some way spiritually,
yeah,
or same frequency would be the only way
like
they'd be
too
interested.
Because I feel like if there are, you know, and I've seen a couple of UFOs or what I think were UFOs, and they just kind of seem to always just observe. They never really do anything.
Yeah, they're just like,
so
hey,
it's like we're under quarantine, and they're like checking up on us to see how we're doing.
Yeah,
if we killed ourselves yet.
Yeah, it's like maybe it's not your time enough.
Yeah,
like what's that movie with Jodie Foster?
Contact.
Fucking awesome.
I guess. I hate Jodie Foster.
I'm not a big fan of Jodie Foster.
You've seen Contact?
No.
You would love it. I've heard I would. It was on Netflix for Q.
I don't have Netflix.
But I mean,
I just pirate shit.
Before we, hold on. I'm going to say one thing on my little tangent. Netflix, update your freaking instant queue.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, sure.
No, Netflix does need to update.
Because they keep losing stuff, and then
they keep losing stuff. It's only available till this.
They're streaming.
Yeah, they're instant. Yeah.
Yes, update your instant streaming.
They took The Exorcist off. You know how long has The Exorcist been on there? And now it's not there anymore.
They took out. They're progressively taking off the later volumes of Ultron. The later volumes.
Not the earlier ones.
That they started with when they went to the spaceship, like the actual ships instead of the tigers. But they keep, like, they started at 9 and they keep taking them down. They're like, why are you starting from the beginning? Why don't you start at season 1 and work your way up?
But you would think that's where they would have gotten the rights at first, would be the season 1 and the 2, and you'd think they would have got them in order. But anyways, back to Paranormal.
Goddamn,
I had
like Miami and shit get to stay on.
Oh, I really want to see that one.
I think it goes by viewership, but anyway, tangent.
Tangent has been cut.
I mean,
aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens, colon. What?
Yeah, well,
when we talk about ghosts and other shit like that, if you always notice a ghost movie is always thrown into a horror movie, except Patrick Swayze.
Which is a romantic movie.
And Casper.
There are creepy elements to ghosts.
Casper's fucking
there awesome. Are creepy elements to ghosts.
I've never
like
seen it all the way.
Like, oh, at the end of it?
The evil people who are and they take that one guy who got hit by a car or something.
Did you guys see White Noise?
No.
No.
The whole movie was good up till about
30
minutes
funny.
From the ending. And then it
White
just
Noise
got
is,
ridiculous.
White Noise is funny.
That's kind of like that movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, dude,
that
was awesome.
Had
so
such,
interesting.
It had such an awesome build-up to a really shitty ending.
Kind of like Indiana Jones and Crystal Skull.
Yeah, no, that movie was
bad from the start.
I had high hopes for it. Maybe that was a big problem, but
yeah, I did too, though.
I had really high hopes for it, and then I watched it.
Everyone.
I was extremely disappointed.
Everybody just seemed to really hate Shia LaBeouf.
Actually, I think he did a really good job.
Shia LaBeouf. I will agree. I liked the movie. I liked it as a whole. It wasn't.
It was enjoyable.
Near the other movie.
I think the only reason I didn't like it was because I went in with such high hopes, and it was not Indiana Jones.
In all honesty, I am not a super huge fan of Indiana Jones.
I really like it.
I didn't like Iron Legend.
That's
I
like
know.
Iron Legend.
The book was
it.
Much better. You need to read.
Well, I didn't like the whole movie. Would have been fine if they didn't CG everything.
Yeah, the CG.
That's
something that pisses me off is overuses of CG. Like in any movie,
Christopher Nolan for not using an overabundance of CG,
especially in horror.
Thank
movies.
You.
What do you think about Anne Hathaway's Catwoman? By the way,
I am very she's
swing.
Yes,
first off,
of these.
I don't really.
Is this a circle?
You guys go.
One, two.
You guys go.
One, two, three.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm gonna say is, first off, she is not cast as Catwoman
that I know of. She
is Selena Kyle.
Yeah, she plays the female.
Now, obviously, that could lead to her playing Catwoman.
Yeah.
I am okay with her being Selena Kyle. I am not okay with her playing Catwoman.
Why? Because you'd rather have Halle Berry? Because that movie was so good.
Nope. No, I would rather Catwoman not be in the series at all. And,
I'd rather bring up the Riddler.
Yeah, I mean,
but
think about it. Someone like Hugh Laurie as the Riddler who was, you know,
but Catwoman in the whole spectrum of Batman is mother of Batman's child.
I saw a poster. I think it was supposed to be the Riddler is going to be in this one.
It's going to be Bane.
Yeah, it's going to be Bane, which is like, really?
That's what I said.
That enemy has no personality.
He used to
like
be an assassin, and he becomes addicted to a drug.
He breaks Batman.
I really didn't like the Bane choice either. I was like, might as well just cast Sacha Baron Cohen as Bane.
it doesn't matter because Bane is such a crack. I mean, yeah, maybe Christopher Nolan has yet to disappoint, but truly though,
Bane
really.
I never saw Bane as like the bad guy. Well, yeah, he never
thought
of anything, or
he was just like,
I will kill you.
Yeah,
how are you gonna do that?
He's actually extremely
intelligent. He's more like a luchador mask too.
Yeah,
Well, I don't. If they do that version, it's going to be gay as shit.
Yeah.
Who is it? Tom Jane? No,
because
no.
Tom like?
Hardy.
Yes, he was in the Inception. So
the dude that
changes
his appearance. Like that's who's going to play Bane.
But well, if they do like the skinny version of Bane, where he uses a solid black suit, where you don't see anything, and when he uses the venom, he becomes bigger, and that's how you see like his muscles. And
the
stuff.
Actual enemy, Bane, the big muscular version of Bane,
never changes.
No, he's actually really skinny.
Yeah, they pump him with venom.
Yeah, but no, he can control it. Like in the whole one Batman and Robin with Poison Ivy, that Bane is gay as shit.
Which I think that's a big problem.
He's gay as shit in the movie, but he's actually really close to the comic.
But that
it looks like the one from the comic.
I think that's why I have such this negative. Imagine, like, thought of Bane. Yeah, because
yes.
That movie was terrible. Like, I would think...
Who gives Batman nipples?
No one
else? What was
Dude, Batman had nipples on his costume from, like, movie 3 on, I think.
Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
They're for stabbing people in the heart.
I pulled them close.
It's a Ben-Hur shit.
Oh! My heart!
Oh my! No, I'm very disappointed with the Bane cast.
Maybe they won't focus on Bane.
Dude, they'd be better off if they did Clayface.
Yeah,
Clayface was awesome.
Yeah, Clayface is the shit.
As Clayface,
yes actually.
Ron Perlman's
awesome.
Would
be pretty badass.
I love Ron Perlman. Hellboy.
Yeah.
They need to make.
He's the perfect voice for it.
That would actually be really awesome.
Okay. Anyone involved in the making of the new Batman, if you hear this, please do not do Bane. Rewrite the movie, put Clayface and Ron Perlman.
I don't care if it postpones until 2014. Do not.
We
do not
will
do
wait.
Bane.
We will rape if this happens.
Wait and rape.
And pillage. Rape and pillage.
But
and
I don't
plunder.
Know. Maybe they won't do a huge. But I don't know. Maybe my theory, they won't do a huge focus on Bane. Maybe it'll be like the little
Scarecrow.
Thing between.
Well, don't make them like I don't want them to cram enemies either.
Like Scarecrow. I wish
like what? Like Spider-Man 3, which is a big giant
like
shit on everything.
And how they ruined like one of the most notorious villains of the whole series.
Casting Topher Grace.
Well, it wasn't even the casting. It was like, hey, you're in here for 15 minutes. And
well,
then you die. I mean, Venom was
honestly
the notorious.
I think Sam Raimi at that point in time, like, I think the studio was forcing him to put Venom in, and he was like, I don't want to, but they made him put him in, and he was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah,
I think that's what he thought.
Dude, Sam Raimi can ruin a movie.
He was going to do
he
Venom.
Can.
He was probably
but
going
he
to do
But he does it good.
Movie.
Yeah, or, and I think he was actually, since they had Spider-Man 4 lined up before it got canceled, I think he was going to do Carnage in this fourth
yeah,
one.
So sweet.
Yeah, it
would I had seen some preliminary art posters that
mm-hmm.
had leaked out too.
Yeah, that's where I
and
they're
also going to do a crossover with Captain Planet. No,
mm-hmm.
I'm kidding.
Well, yeah.
Poor K.
But yeah, I thought that Toro.
Oh, hey.
But we went from aliens and ghosts to superheroes.
Well, that's what happens when you go to Hollywood.
Yeah,
it's true. But I guess Spider-Man can kind of link into aliens with that whole
symbiote.
Yeah.
Not really Batman, though.
I love Batman.
Well,
you
talk about Bane,
Batman
can pretty much punch all of outer space.
Batman is the Chuck Norris of comic books.
Yeah.
Batman is the Chuck Norris of
life.
Chuck Norris.
Batman is Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
He's the only person.
They should have casted Chuck Norris to Christian Bale as Batman.
Imagine Chuck Norris in the bat suit with a beard.
Dude! I have to Photoshop that. That is going to be our
it's Charles Norris now. He's so old that he can't go by Chuck anymore. He's Charles.
Is he really? Like?
This is legitimate. I'm going to start calling him Charles Norris.
Is it from you? Or
this
is
from me, and I've heard from
okay, I didn't know if this
from other places, too, though. His name is Charles Norris.
What if his birth name is Chuck? What if his mom's like, Chuck?
Yeah.
Like Ronnie?
But
his actual name is Ronnie, not Ronald?
Yeah, like, man, Harry Potter's getting old. He should change his name to Harold. Harold Potter.
Harrier Potter.
Harriet.
Ooh.
I like Harry Potter.
I know. Everyone does, except...
I
don't really care.
I don't care for it that much.
I have an opinion, either way.
I never cared to read the books or watch the movies.
I have them with it if you want to read them.
I don't want to read them.
Harry Potter's pretty supernatural.
Butter.
It's on my balls.
It's got magic and ghosts and monsters.
But okay, movies. Let's go back to how about monster movies and
how much
they
suck balls?
Monster
movies and monster sightings. Does
okay.
anyone believe they've seen the fucking Loch Ness Monster anywhere?
I'm gonna stop you right there. I've never seen the Loch Ness Monster. However, it is extremely possible that I think the Loch Ness Monster could
be.
There's like what?
Possible because
a plethiosaurus or some crazy ass shit.
Possible. It's extremely possible.
Plethiosaurus.
A plethora of sources. Plethorosaurus?
A lot of lizards.
A cornucopiosaurus.
You might want to go to the doctor to get those plethora of saurus checked.
No.
It's called genital warts.
No, I...
Oh, my nose hurts.
I
told you, wooden chairs.
Wooden
chairs.
I get the captain's chair.
Captain's chair.
Don't look at me like I'm the devil. No, I believe that the possibility of the Loch Ness Monster is very true. I don't believe in, say, like, Bigfoot. It's probably a fucking bear in the woods that you see.
It's a goddamn bear.
Bigfoot.
What about the Mothman? What is that shit?
Mothman's creepy.
Explain exactly what the Mothman is. I've been explained to this. I've been told this before, but you can actually.
Mothman is a supernatural being that is like he's like a prophet.
Yeah, he's kind of like he usually warns people of intimate danger, large mass.
It doesn't have to be anything. Like there's been, you know, like we saw the Mothman.
Hold on, you said intimate danger?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, no.
Imminent
long danger.
Yeah, imminent
I love you,
danger. Intimate danger. The danger wants to love you and then kill you.
There's like, you know, people doing something they know they shouldn't be doing. Mothman would, you know, maybe appear to them.
You got to be able to cut that out.
Yeah, like it would interrupt in like a way to make them stop and see the light or something.
He's supposedly there at every single major natural disaster.
I've seen a picture where it has something that looks like Mothman. 2 or 3 months at the World Trade Centers. I've seen a picture. But pictures can be photoshopped and manipulated, but...
Pictures are no evidence to me anymore.
Okay, I want
but it's still interesting.
To sort of bring things all together. When anything paranormal happens, it's always like hearsay or really grainy photographs. Because photographs can be photoshopped. Videos can be CG, special effects. You can make anything fake look absolutely real.
Yeah.
What kind of evidence in this society, in this technological age, can be considered hard 100% evidence anymore?
Visual, I guess. Your own personal experience.
But that's also...
Because, like,
yeah,
aliens, you can make it up.
Like, alien sightings. You don't know if these people have actually been probed or taken up or just bullshit.
To top everything off for the evening, get out there and get your knuckles wet. I don't know.
Stick them in ponds.
Fuck that bowl of pudding.
Fuck that bowl of pudding.
There you go. That works. All right.
Thanks.
Peace.
Love you.
Fuck off.
Hey. I'm just wondering if anybody had any cigarettes? Or dicks? That need some sucking? I got some moisty wipes with me. So, who's ready?